The Kraft Music Hall, starring Don Ameche with Connie Boswell, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jerry Lester and the Music Maids. Don's special guests for this evening include the star of United Artists' forthcoming picture, The Corsican Brothers, Lieutenant Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., USNR.
Hey, what's that USNR?
Well, Jerry, that's United States Naval Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Don is also happy to welcome Robert Coote, the young Hollywood actor who is now a flying lieutenant with the RCAF.
What's that RCAF?
Well, Jerry, that's Royal Canadian Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
Don's third guest is one of America's outstanding musicians, Duke Ellington.
Oh, you mean Duke Ellington, JJRZ.
Well, what's that JJRZ?
Jump and jive with a root zoot.
And here's that head man himself, Don Ameche.
Oh, you mean Don Ameche, IDA.
Oh, what's that IDA?
Ida. Let's hear it, Don.
Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come out in the silvery moonlight, of love we'll whisper so soft and low. Seems though can't live without you. Listen, oh honey, do Ida, I idolize you. I love you, Ida, deed I do.
Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweet as cider, sweeter than all I know. Come on out in the silvery moonlight, of love will whisper so soft and low. Soft and low, it seems as though I can't live without you. Come on and listen, honey, please do. Ida, Ida, Elijah, love you, Ida, deed I do.
Seems though can't live without you. Listen, oh honey, do. Ida, I idolize you. I love you, Ida, deed I do.
Say, Don, do you do any singing in your new 20th Century Fox picture, Confirm or Deny?
No, Ken, no singing. It's a newspaper yarn.
Well, it's a good title, Confirm or Deny.
Yeah, it took them a long time to decide on that title. They looked at the picture half a dozen times before they finally tagged it, Confirm or Deny.
Different from my first picture. They looked at it just once and tagged it, File and Forget.
Well, say, that's very interesting, Jerry. I didn't know you'd ever made a picture.
Oh, just one, Don. The sequel to The Bride Came COD.
Well, what's the sequel to The Bride Came COD?
The groom refused delivery.
I see. Isn't it thrilling, though, Jerry, going to the sneak preview of your first picture and getting the audience reaction?
Oh, we never have sneak previews for my pictures, Don.
Well, why not?
Can't get enough sneaks to fill the theater.
Well, look, Jerry, if you're serious about working in pictures, I might be able to speak to Daryl Zanuck about you.
Honest?
Yep.
Oh, gee. You know, you can tell Zanuck I was once leading man in a popular traveling company.
Really popular?
Yeah, as long as we kept traveling.
Well, you must have stopped once in a while to sleep and eat.
Only to sleep. We once played a town so small that we had to put the shows on in a barn.
Is that so? Did you have a big crowd?
Played over 500. Chickens.
Just chickens?
Uh-huh. It was the first comedy show I'd ever seen where the audience laid the eggs.
Oh, fine.
But I've been trying to improve my acting by attending Blintzberger's Dramatic School. Oh, it's a humdrum. You ought to see how handsome their makeup department made me. Mm-hmm. Want to hear how they made me handsome?
That I'd like to hear.
Well, first, they covered my face all over with a mask.
Yeah, and then what?
And then I was handsome.
I see. Well, when they finally got you all prettied up like that, what did they do to teach you acting?
Oh, they gave me a scene to play.
Uh-huh.
Gee, the way I did it, I thought I was sensational. Coloss. Terrific.
What did your teacher say?
He said I was loud.
My respect for his judgment is growing.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I heard my teacher was so bad in a play that every time he took a bow, the footlights kicked him.
Yeah, well, be careful. The spotlights don't spot you, Jerry.
Oh, Don.
And remember, if an actor makes one misstep, the public will forget him overnight.
Well, that's Hollywood. One day putting your footprints in cement, the next day mixing it. But I did very well. I did very well in school yesterday registering emotions. For instance, like this.
What was that?
That's how I register joy. Now get this.
What's that?
That's how I register passion.
You got any more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my flat feet. Oh, my flat feet.
What's that?
That's how I register for the draft.
I don't know, Jay. This school you're going to doesn't sound as if it used the most modern methods. For instance, what are they doing about your posture?
Well, for an hour every morning, I have to walk around with a book balanced on my head. And it's an awful strain on my eyes.
How can walking around with a book balanced on your head be a strain on your eyes?
It's so hard to read it in that position.
Well, at least they're trying to straighten you out. Another very important thing about acting is proper breathing.
Oh, don't I know it, Don. They worked on my breathing for 2 full months.
Oh, yeah? And are they satisfied?
Nope, I'm still breathing.
I see. You know, you should learn diaphragmatic breathing. You know, the diaphragm is almost as important to an actor as the profile.
Well, maybe, but somehow I can't imagine calling John Barrymore the great diaphragm.
You should have seen him as Hamlet.
Yeah.
Now, let me show you how diaphragmatic breathing works. Hold your hand over your stomach. That's it. Now, take a big, deep breath. That's right. Now, recite something.
I wish I were a kangaroo, despite the way he prances. I'd have a place to put the junk my girlfriend brings to dances. How is that for a dramatic reading, huh?
I wonder, Jer, is your dramatic teacher extremely capable?
Oh, deaf, Donzie, deaf.
You're convinced thoroughly that he's the best there is, huh?
Oh, deaf, Donzie, deaf.
Then how can he stand that untheatrical, hollow, raspy, squeaky, miserable little voice of yours?
Oh, deaf, Donzie, very deaf.
Honestly, Jerry, I can't understand why unprepossessing, cut-down, foreshortened little guys like you are always trying to get into pictures.
Well, keep flattering me and I'll tell you. Would you really like to hear the story of my arrival in Hollywood?
Yes, by all means. Tell us how you came here by bus into those first early decades of struggles. How after starving to death twice, you finally landed his job as a stand-in for Shirley Temple.
Well,
Tell us how you refused small roles. How you objected to bit parts, thinking bits were for horses.
Well,
Tell us how you knew you'd find ultimate success because you came to pictures from a long line of actors. A long line of actors in front of the casting office.
Hey, can I get a word in? It's my turn.
Who is it?
Yes, you know, Ken, I think Don has an impediment in his speech.
Well, what makes you say that?
He stops every once in a while to breathe.
Yeah, and I'm stopping right now for a good long breath. It's